Okay, we left off last time with a horror, the question of the Rajbo. The Gemara says that and we only have the pasuk of Melachim, of Tzidkiyahu, I would have thought that the different time and mood was only said by Tlusha. By Malchubes, when the horns are connected, it's a natural animal walking around naturally, then maybe it's kula mu'edes. Maybe there's no din of tam and mu'ud, but rather entirely always mu'ud. Kamashulam, the pasuk, show you, hadar, to tell me that it is also tam and mu'ud. That's what the Gemara says. That means if I wouldn't have had the Bosbachoy Shoy Hadar Loi, I would have thought that a Mu'ud, a Mechuba, a natural animal with natural horns, would always pay Nezek Shoy. Even the first few times it goes, Nezek Shoy. Poshut, on the next few times, is going to be Nezek Shoy, but even the first three times will also be Nezek Shoy. So the question we left off was, is why was it so poshut to us that the fourth, fifth, sixth time it should be Nezek Shalei? Maybe if you wouldn't have had the pasuk of Chol Shoy Hodoloi, we would have thought that it's always a tam, always pays Chatzin Nezek. You have a choice. You could either go one way or the other way. What made us think that to go to Chumrah and think that if it's Mechuba, then it should always be Nezek Shalei? Maybe go the other way. If it's Mechuba, it should always be Chatzi Nezek. The Torah by Shoy says two dinim, Tam and Mu'ud. Doesn't say by any of the other ones. By Shoy says two dinim, Tam and Mu'ud. So we have two possibilities. We could say that the fact that Torah made a chiluk between Tam and Mu'ud to let you off the first three times is specifically by Tlushim, by Mechuborim, we don't let you off the first three times. Or we could say the fact that Torah said that after the third time you have to pay always the full amount, that was only said by Tlushim, but by Mechuborim, even after the first three times, you'd always have to pay Chatzin.
How many is that from the pasuk in Melachim? Melachim.
Tom.
We're only applying to.
Lushin.
Wouldn't it be in violation of the notion of murder?
Yeah, that we spoke at last.
What is it?
That, yeah.
It's not healing music. No, so this is actually living a lot.
It's a gilui to tell me you're crying. That was what the Gemara asked originally, yeah? And therefore the Gemara answered that the met there was a shayla, okay? And that's why we needed the pasuk of Bechor Yishor Yehodol, right? That means had we just had the pasuk of the Melachim, I would have thought that you would only pay Chatzin Nezek. I'll say, you'll come, move on, and I'll come back to your question. Let's say, let's focus on this Rashi for a minute, and we'll come back to your question. Otherwise, you just lose the floor to say the question again. Okay, so that was the question, right? So, how many answers have you come up with? Question was, why did the Gemara take on? Had we only had the pasuk Melachim, we would have thought that the negicha or the chiluk of Chetzin Nezek and Nezek Sholim is only by Tlusha to be, but Mechuberes would always pay Nezek Sholim, and we didn't say the other way around. That had we not had the pasuk in Bechor Yishor, we would have thought the chiluk of Talmud is only by Tlusha, but by Mechuberes you always pay Chetzin Nezek. That's the question. Answer, gentlemen. What did you come up with?
What this talush, it's disconnected and it's picking up with its mind. That's more of a shino. And so that's something that would be less expensive. In fact, you might even think that would be onus, like borderline onus. Who'd ever think that a cow's going to go pick up a horn and or pick up any kind of instrumentality and use it as a weapon? I mean, that's
right.
Crazy,
right?
If anthropologists,
that's
make a distinction.
That's the Poshut answer. A poshut answer is that there is no habimina that mechuba should be better off, less liable than torush. Right? Why should mechuba, a natural animal walking around goring, be less responsible, less liable than torush? If, like, so beautifully depicted by Yeshua, the animal picks it up with his teeth and gores Yochai ibn Ezek Shonim after the third time, then there's no reason to assume that if it's mechuba, it should be otherwise. Right? That's poshut as well. That's the Rashba's teretz, one of his truths, the second teretz. Second teretz of the Rashba was that. You're right, it's not mistaber to say that a mechuba should be less liable than a tolosh. Mechuba should always be a tam. What, and tolosh not? Other amit, tolosh. If you see, after the third time, Chaim Ezek Shonim, certainly by should be the same. Very good, beautiful.
But if we say that we don't learn from Nach,
right?
And we only use Nach to work at the world, then we've got the halach in the Chumash, third time, so three different. This
is what Dobby is asking, and please report that back, but we're going to answer it. That we're using the Nach as a lexicon, as a dictionary, to tell us what the word Kiyugach means, right? If we would only have the Pasuk Nach, Yigah means Torosh, Negicha with Torosha. Then you go to the Torah and you see what the Torah says about it. So the Torah says about Negicha with Torosh, the Torah said that you are Chayim three times. And then on Nezek Shvat. But you would not know what would be by Negicha with Mechuba. Negicha by Mechuba maybe would be worse. That we got Mariah from not just translation. Kiyigah means negicha tosh. How do you know that? Because the Pasuk says in Nabi, negicha regarding carrying tosh. So we now know the translation of yigah is negicha of tosh.
No, that's
what the Pasuk carried on. Tamid loma b'choy shoy hador loy. So this pasuk is telling me negicha mechuba, right? Negicha mechuba, and now the pasuk will be telling me now that even if it would have been that also by mechuba, there's a chiddush between the first three times of office. Right? So that's answered your question.
So
let's go to the Gemara. We'll see inside. Let's see. Can we go to the Gemara? Perhaps it's something that I haven't chapped on that you're bothered about. Let's see. Gemara says. Maiva Oyma. Remember? The Gemara gave two psukim. Maiva Oyma, it's the second word on the 10th line down. 11th line down. My first word is Yinagach. Right? Maiva Oyma. What does Oyma? Why are you coming to tell me? What is Maiva Oyma? Why is there another Oyma? What is Oyma? Why do you need another posuk? Vachitim, Divri Toyma, Divri Kabbalah, or Yafinom. Perhaps you can't learn Divrei Torah and Divrei Kabbalah, and that's why you need a pasuk of Devarim to teach us what is Negicha. Toshama, Mechoy Shoya, Hololoy. Okay, so we didn't know what Negicha meant, Bechlal. He saw Melachim, and Negicha was Tarush, and no, Negicha was Goring. The word Negicha means Goring. With Karen, so therefore we're learning from there to tell me the gear is going. But my man, you can't do that because you can't have translation from Nobi. So that's why we need a pasuk in the Torah. Okay, the Gemara, I made a phone. Give me milsa ba'amru. All it is just revealing to us what the words yigach means. Of course, you can learn that from Novi. Hello. So remember, according to the first Mahalach, what are we learning from Novi? How to translate the words negicha. The translation of negicha means goring, and that we see in Novi. So we see in Novi, we see it in Devarim. What should be the difference? The translation of negicha is goring.
So the question remains, what is it?
Yeah. So answer the Gemara, the Ma'ad Atina, Kipalim Rachmono. I might have thought, Kipalim Rachmono. When the Torah differentiates between Tam Lamud, Hanimiri Betlusho, had we only had the Pasuk in Novi, you would have thought the Yigach of Novi is a Tlusha, a Negich of Tlusha. Av Mechuberes, Penegich of Et Mechuber. We don't anymore know that the word Yigach means Negicha of Mechuber. Maybe Yigach only refers to Torosh. I'm not learning the halacha from Novi. I'm learning the definition from Novi. In Novi, you see the word yigach related to a torush, not related to a machub, related to a torush. So therefore, I wouldn't know that the word yigach can be related to machub. And therefore, I wouldn't know the chiluk between torush, between tam and mu'ud. You wouldn't know it. The pasuk that spoke about yigach, which made the difference between a tam and a mu'ud, was being my yigach. And yigach in Novi we see is talking about torosh. So that would tell us that the pasuk in the Torah talking about yigach is talking about torosh. So how would you know mechuba? How would you know the mechuba you pay nezek shalem? The mechuba also has the same thing. It's chatzin nezek for the first three times and nezek shalem for the remaining times. You see, in this passage, the Torah also talks about Yigach. We see the word Yigach can refer to Mechub as well. And yet the Torah says on that.
Yigach.
Right, so that we spoke about last time. It's come to teach us. From the two stages of the Gemara, remember the threshold. If the first stage of the Gemara, the Braisa itself is going to teach us a comment from Novi, even translation. In the second stage of the Gemara, the Pasuk is going to teach us that Yishnoi Torosh is also Negich. It's also called Negich. I thought Torosh is like Oinus, no Shaykhus. Torosh is also called Negich. Opposite direction. Okay, that's the Gemara, right? Places.
If you didn't have the
Navi
and you only had the Chumash, what would you think it means?
If you only had the
Chumash? Yeah, I mean, well,
Mechuba.
Like, how, what?
Yeah, the Mechuba is the Tam and Mod. But maybe Tolus is nothing. It's Enos, maybe. Yeah. Tonu Abonon, we have two tastes that we're going to do today. Negifa? Negifa is a Toldo of Negifa. Yeah, what's your question?
If we didn't have the Nam, we would not have been able to learn Polish in the Potter.
Not really, because he's taken the horns between his teeth and he's going like that. It's not his body doing anything. It's his body taking something and using it as a ramming tool, right?
He's going, but he's striking something.
Not with his normal body. So you might have had the Havim, and such a thing is not connected with the animal. It's like something removed. An animal takes a machine gun and starts shooting. Right? So I never dreamt an animal does such a thing. Why should I be chayav?
So all these things that we discussed, kicking and all these things.
All things of the natural thing is an animal. No, they're not. They're all part of the animal's actual. The animal gores, the animal bites, the animal kicks. The animal pushes. It's all the animal, the animal, the animal. So we learn that all from Negicha or Mechuba. Natural way of the animal walking is that here, the animal taking a machine gun, it's in shooting. But that may be something which I never dreamt the animal does. That the Pasuk teaches us it's also included in Negicha. Right? Also, translation of Negicha is using an outside instrument in order to damage.
It's in order to learn that Tulusha is chayav, but it seems to say that we needed to learn that Mechubar is chayav. That's what Rashi said.
No,
so why would we need it to
teach? We're going back to the pool. The pasuk start. We have a pasuk in Novi that tells us that Yich is chayav. But that pasuk is only talking about Tulusha. And therefore, we wouldn't know that by Mechubar also has a leniency of Chatzi Nezek. Maybe Mechubar always has Nezek Sholim. So we're going to need the Pasuk of Devarim. Once we have the Pasuk of Devarim, it tells us even by Mechubar that has this leniency of Chatzi Nezek. So why do you need the Pasuk in Novi? Why bring it in the first place?
Right.
Why don't you just bring the Pasuk in Novi? Now we're going the other way now. So you know there's a Chiddush in the Pasuk in Novi that's also called Negir. Right? They're both the way around. If you only have the Pasuk in Novi, you would think that Mechubar is worse. If you only have the Pasuk in the Torah, I think Tolosh is better. So we have both, and now we know both. Tana Rabbana. Tolosh Ovis. Don't think anyone had difficulty working out this thesis, right? Am I correct? I don't think anyone had difficulty working out this thesis. Tana Rabbana, Tolosh Ovis.
You're being very optimistic.
Okay, who would like to read it? Rabbi Yaakov, you've been voted as the reader of Torah Rabbanan. Okay, you know what? I'm going to read it. I'll put the commas in the right place. That way, I think it'll flow better. Tana Rabbanan, Shlosha Ovis. The question of Tosfos is bothered about is what's this doing? What is this here? Why are you giving me now Shekloni on all the different Ovis? Papa said, Papa had the question: is it Kyotven or the Tosfos Kyotven or not? From which he answered, there are some not. So now, why are we now having a shikloli about Ovis? Says Tosfos, hifsik bebraisazu. We interrupt the flow of the Gemara with this braisa. The farish told the sam lav ki yitzven. The Gemara papa. That's all this takes to explain. Now here, if you want to put inverted commas, quotation marks, told the sam lav ki yitzven. The Gemara papa. The Toldos, which are not Kyoto, which your papa said, Ahai, on which Av was that said?
What?
On which Av was that said? Toldosem, Lav Kyoto. That quotation of a papa, and Toldosem, Lav Kyoto, and there is a Toldos, not like the Av. Ahai, on which Av was that said? Ahai, on which? Yeah? On which Av? That we're going to learn at the end of the sugya.
Yeah,
we don't know that yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm not sure what how is addressed.
Why is the Brighton now? What we're doing now from here on is going through all the obvious and working out could Rav Papa be on that? We'll go through.
What's if the Brighton?
We interrupt
with this Brighton.
This Brighton discussing Karen. Why is it discussing?
Yeah, why is it interruption?
Right. Why are we interrupting it? To explain that what Rav Papa said that the Toldos are not Kyotven, on which one can it be going on? So we're going to go through all the different Ovis and present different options and see if those Toldos will be able to say their Lav Kyotven. Is it possible? So we're going to go through Karen. We're going to say, you should know there's three Ovis. It's Karen, Shen, Regan. Let's go through them. Karen, what's the Toldos of Karen? Is it possible to say the Toldos of Kerem is Lav Kyotven? Shen, what's the Toldos of Shen? Is it possible to say that Shen is Lav Kyotven? Regan, what's the Toldos of Regan? Is it possible to say that the Toldos of Shen is Lav Kyotven? Bo, what's the Toldos of Bo? Is it possible to say the Toldos of Lav Kyotven? And then we're going to be left with this, what did your papa say it on? And we're going to say, okay, it's on that source. Great. Okay, that's going to be the Shen. But the reason why we're now going to go into a launch on the Shikoli about the different type of Ovis is because we know Rav Papa said there is a total of Lav Kyotven. Which Av is it possible to be that Lav Kyotven?
Is this a Hefsek or just analysis?
Video. So it looks a bit like that. Tomer Rabban, on Gimel, always never b'shoy akesh. Karen and on. Where do you learn Karen from? Akesh. Why is this brought in here? We had a question about Tovli saying Gadol. Yes, true. So you mentioned there's some Tovlis which are not like the obvious. So let's work them all out. Let's work out all the obvious. There's obvious and what the Tovlis from. So here's again, we started now going into delving into the different obvious in order to be able to work out if the Tovlis are shared to be created. So just in order to read it better, next time, if you read it, okay, just I think if you put quotation marks before the word Tovlisim, and after the word Bohem, it would read better. Hifzik Bebraises do. We interrupted with this Braises to discuss about the three Ovois, the Farish, to explain Tovlisim, Lachyotzen, this quotation of Tovlisim, Lachyotzen, Dukka Omar Pom, which Papa said, a high on which arm did it go?
On which?
Right. Okay, Yossi, now I read better?
Yes.
Excellent. Next, thesis. Aval mechuberes eima kulo me'edesi. Okay, everyone should have a little thriller in their mind. When we do this thesis, we should be able to understand it well. Okay, it's not hard, it's just we have to understand it. So, a little bit longer than the general one. You might have thought mechuberes, you might have thought if it is connected, attached, and the animal's walking around in its normal fashion and going like that, you might have thought it's kulo me'edesi neshanim nezik sholim afilu pa'amishoyim. You might have thought it's kulo me'edesi nezik sholim even on the first time. Let me tell you that.
Frank Tasty.
Anyone know what that word means? That word is the same word as Mehecha Tasty. Mehecha Tasty. What's the, from where are you learning? From where are you coming? Mehecha Tasty. From where are you coming to say that Mechuba should pay Nezek Sholem? Where's the limit from? You can't just make up Chiyuvim. Where would we know that Mechuba should pay Nezek Sholem already on the first time? Where is this from? Imit Lusho, if you're learning it from Tlusho.
AC from.
Yeah. Coming from, yeah? Imit Lusho, if it's from Tlusho, Dayo Kitlusho. You can't learn more than Tlusho. Tlusho is Chatzi Nezek first three times, and Nezek Sholem the next three times. So that's what we have. So we can't learn from Tlusha to say Bamakuberes should be Nezek Sholem the first three times. You can't learn that more than where you're coming from. So if we're coming from Tlusha, then the only thing we can say is that Mechuberes should be at least as Chomo as Tlusha, but not more than that. So where's the Makur to say that Mechuberes should be Nezek Sholem on the first time? Perhaps you can learn it out from the other ovis. We know that regel is chayim already on the first time. So maybe mechuberes is like regel. Maybe we're coming from there. Yeah, just like regel, the first three times, so to keren should be chayim the first three times. Maybe that's an idea. Perhaps you want to learn it coming from the other ovis. Says Toys is not so posh. It would be a good riot, no? If you see that Tolosh, you see that regal is high ready on the first time. So two, Karen should be high the first time, why not? Right? So if you see regal is high in Hezek Sholem, so an animal walking with its horns connected to it is like regal and should be high in Hezek Sholem. What do you want to say? Maybe regal is a thing for you. Maybe Regal's got some extra chumas and put it together with boy. Make a combination of two together, Regal and boy, and together you'll be able to learn Karen from it. So maybe we're learning it from one of the other obvious Nezikim. So the state says that's not so posh. Now here, this is going to give us a little bit of something which we've seen already in other places. The shaila is Karen worse than other obeis or better? What do I mean by worse or better? Is there more of a reason to say it should be chayiv or less of a reason to be chayiv? Karen is a bit of a funny thing. It's Karen also lahazik, unlike any of the other obeis. It's out to damage. So a mela is more of a reason to say that Karen should be chayiv. So if I see regal's chayiv, Karen should certainly be chayiv. On the other hand, Karen is not mu'ud mitchilosoi. Karen, it's not naturally a wild animal. It's only after time it'll become a wild animal. It's not naturally a wild animal. So mela the shaila is, which way do we take it? Can we learn Karen from regal or not? Can we learn Karen from regal? On the one hand, we find that Karen is kamasa l'hazik, so certainly we should be able to learn it from regal. On the other hand, it's not mu'ud mitchilosoi, so we can't. So Taisa was saying, where are we coming from to have a habiman and a Karen should be chayiv nezek shalit already for the first time? From Rega? Well, hot tena, that would only be good. Nemanda Oma, Karen Adifa. That would only be good according to Nemanda Oma that Karen is Adifa. You know what Adifa means? Meaning, it's true, that's what the word means. Ad better, stronger. What does it mean?
More reason to be chayiv.
More reason to be chayiv. Yeah, Adif for more reasons to be chayiv. Dikam also lahazik. Vapilu Karen also. Even Karen can be learned from regal.
Why would Kamanasa lahazik be more chayiv?
It's up to damage.
I know, but it's
not shkir. Yeah.
And the
other reason we're saying that there's no reason that we offer whatever should have anticipated. Well, that's the machlokes. If my animal by mistake damaged, maybe I'm not so much going to be chayiv for that. And if my animal on purpose damaged, my animal went out of its way to damage, it's more of a reason why I should have to pay for that rather than if an animal by mistake does something, right? Without thinking does something. You know, even Odom, there was a habiminah, yeah? Odom b'shoigi is not chayiv. Right, we had to bring a posuk that Adam is chayiv b'shoigi. Then we had a daf. Daf? Go on. What daf did we have? A hamina. We had a hamina that maybe Adam wouldn't be chayiv if he does something b'shoigi. And we needed to bring a posuk to say that Adam is chayiv b'shoigi. Yossi said once a week we should have a test of what we've learned.
Yes.
Okay, here you are. You got it. What daf? What daf was it that we had that Adam? How do you know that Olam would be chayiv even with b'shoigi? You might have thought Olam would be possible b'shoigi. Kafgino?
Yeah.
Thereabout? It's closer than the base. You're right around that. You're entitled to try and find it. We've learned it together.
Tov beis in the yard.
Huh?
Tov beis in the yard with an
apple. Tazeli Tova, stop looking at the pages that we learned.
Oh man.
Time
to focus on this one.
Yeah. So we had a hammer and once an Adam should be bottle if he does have a shaggy. I don't remember such a one. But not in mini, oh my kids here.
That's how we said. What's that? Every other
Petzah Tachas Bota. What is that? Chaim Shaggy, you can make it. Motka is off the hook, he wasn't here for it. Yes, that's right, where we had it. So you can make it, very good. So there was Havmin when Adam should be part of a Shegi. So certainly you might have thought back to that base of a base. Certainly you might have thought that if my Bain does something with Shegi, maybe I wouldn't be Chayim. If my animal does it become Bono, so yes, it should be. So according to the Manda Omar, that Karen is more of a reason to be liable. So very good, I can learn Karen from Regal. If Regal's Chayiv Nezek Shalim already on the first time, so certainly Karen should be Chayiv already on the first time. And therefore, we need this pasuk of Lachoy Shoyer Hodor Loi to tell me, no, that cat is only Chayiv Nezik Shoreim on the fourth time. Yeah?
Or third time, depends on the
person. Very good. Okay. So, in Toima, Mehei Teis, it's the question again. Mehei Teis, where are you coming from to say that a regular Karen should be Chayiv on the first time? Mehei Teis, where is this from? Where are you coming from? If you want to say that Karen should be chayv on the first time from Tlusho, Dayo Kitlusho. Can't. Okay, can't be any more common than Tlusho. Enough like Tlusho. Tlusho only on the fourth time. So maybe here also on the fourth time. Maybe you want to learn out from Regel, from Shen, or from Boy. That's all very well. Lemanda Omar. According to opinion that Karen Adifa, Karen has got more of a reason to be liable. The cover also the Hazik. That it's got cover on all to damage. Then Afilu Karen Ossi. Even Karen, we can learn from Shen. Even Karen, we learn from Rego. Can we fire Shabinu Tam? The come on. Even Karen can be derived from the other obvious.
You just said that. Karen Adifa.
And therefore, so he's speaking out, and therefore, I feel okay, and according to that mandala, even care. No, care never means care is more formal, and therefore, I feel okay, and even care can be learned out from the other ones, because care is more formal than them, right? Because Mufash, I've been in time, they come on, who's the mandala, my world, care, and I've been in time, explain later on, the Haino. Do you remember the machlekes? Palganizke memoina, palganizke knosa. What's the basis of the machlekes? What's the nekudas machlekes? What are they arguing on? What's the hinge that it's all revolving on? What's the nekudas machlekes? Palganizke memoina, palganizke knosa. One holds, chatin ezek, oh, you generally have to pay that. Momoy. And the other one says, chatin ezek is a knas. What's the machlekes? Says Rabbi Natan, the machlekes is the animal naturally, it shouldn't have gored. It's naturally protected. It's got a certain teva inside it not to gore. So, and then it gored three times, then it gored the fourth. According to Mandama Palga Nizka Knosso, an animal has a natural tendency not to gore. So therefore, why should I pay at all? It was completely not its natural tendency. So Terry Potter can ask something, says, you know what, the first three times, it's not its natural tendency, but you have to pay. There's another mandom who says, Palganizka Mamoina. You know what that mandom holds? There's no such natural tendency. An animal is born, a bilbachaya. It should jolly well have to pay. Already for the first time, it should have to pay as a shoddy. The Torah let you off half. And the Torah says, you only have to pay three times. You only have to be Chatzinezer for the first three times. That's the Manom of Palganizke Mamoina. See, Taitz has taught us in Bon Yisrael. Palganizke Mamoina, Palganizke Knosa. What's the Machloikis? The Machloikis is, does the animal have a natural tendency to go or not? If it doesn't have a natural tendency, then the words are, it's Becheskas Shimu. Becheskas Shimu means its status is guarded. It has a status of being a guarded animal. You don't need to look after it because it's guarded anyway. It has a natural wall around it that's protecting it from goring. Its tendency, its middle service inside the animal, it won't gore. Right? That is the Manda Omar Palganizka Knosa. Palganizka Moin is not like that. Palganizka Moin is no such natural tendency. So, this svara that we said that it's got kavana lahazik, that's only good if you hold of palga nizke mamoina. Palga nizke mamoina means the animal has no natural tendency to be guarded. It's got no midas tovis. So you should have looked after it. And not only that, your animal actually went ahead and gored the kavana. So of course you should be chayiv. If you're chayiv for rega and you're chayiv for shen, you should certainly be chayiv for Karen because your animal is gone out, was not protected at all. And it went out with kavanah to damage. Of course, it should be chayiv. So if regular chayv nezek shonim the first time, keren should also be chayv nezek shonim the first time. But if you hold palgen iske knosso, and palgen iske knosso means that the animal has a natural shimur, is the cheskas shimur. So you can't learn that from regal. You got that from shen. Regal and shen, they are not naturally protected. An animal goes ahead and loses things. Animal goes ahead and eats things. So if your chayim has exshonim on the shen, and your chayim has exshonim on regal, you're ready on the first time, you cannot learn out keren from that. So where was the habamin in our Gemara to say that keren should be chayim nezek sholim already on the first time? According to that mandama, why do you need the positive b'choy shoyu hodoloi? Why do you need that positive b'choy shoyu hodoloi? To teach me that you don't be nezik sholim the first time, I anyway would never know you should be chayim nezik sholim the first time. Where would I have thought you should be chayim nezik sholim the first time? I've got a pasuk in the chayim melachim that tells me that tolosh is negicha. I now know that kiyach means. Means negicha. So I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know what. What wouldn't I know? What would I think now? It's mechuba, what? What would I have thought if the animal was mechuba? What would I have thought? That's the same. So I don't need the pasuk in the volume. What else could I have thought? Nezik shoy? Therefore, where are you coming from? Right? Mechuba tesi. Where are you coming from? What? How can you make up a chiyuv of nezek sholim? It's v'cheskes shimur. You can't learn out from shen. You can't learn out from regel. So it's v'cheskes shimur. So the best you can learn out is from tolosh. Okay, tolosh is chatzin nezek first three times, and then nezek sholim. So why do you need the pasuk of v'choy shoyer hodoloi? If you hold an animal's v'cheskes shimur, you don't need that pasuk. That's the kash of taste. Says Tosfos, "Avo lemando amar palgen iske knoso." But according to the mando amar shoy, you see where it is. Avo lemando amar palgen iske knoso. It's in Tosfos there. Avo lemando amar palgen iske knoso. First word in the line is kaimi. Avo lemando amar palgen iske knoso. But according to the mando amar, the opinion that palgen iske knoso. The Isnei Stam Shvoim, what does he hold? Abinatam teaches us this. What does he hold? He holds Stam Shvoim, Becheskes Shimukaimi. Then most general Shvoim are Becheskes Shimukaimi. They have the status of being naturally protected.
Sorry, what's the case? Why
is it? It goes the first three times. Yeah, first three times. Big Katzinezek. This is Tam Shvoim Becheskes Shimon.
You're frozen. You're frozen, it's gone off.